Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's stay in Ukraine for another segment. You may remember, because it was very recent, that there are a bunch of Ukrainian fighters and civilians holed up in a steel plant in Mariupol, the last resistance to the Ruskies in Mariupol. Why? Because the Russians have spent months bombing Mariupol from a distance and killing everybody in the way of their bombs. That's where they had the children's hospital. And the Ukrainians said, children, and they bombed it because it was a children's hospital. And then Ukrainians found one unexploded bomb that said, "For the children," painted on it. These are sadists. But a bunch of civilians and a bunch of soldiers were holed up in the steel plant, fighting magnificently. Civilians finally got out. And Russia agreed to a prisoner swap. A lot of the soldiers were badly wounded because the Russians had been dropping white phosphorus bombs. White phosphorus heats up to about 2,000 degrees Celsius. 2,000 degrees Celsius, it hits human skin, it's agonizing, it burns to the bone. These people were burned, some of them. Russia said, well, we'll take them out, we'll give them treatment, and then we'll swap them for Russian civilians, or Russian soldiers. Zelensky said, fine, otherwise they'd be killed. A lot of the Ukrainian soldiers said, you can't trust the Russians, they're Nazis, they'll lie. Then they will torture us and take us back and try us and execute us. But Zelensky advised them to, because they were going to get killed anyway, give it a try. The minute the Russians got their hands on them, they put them in buses into Russian-controlled territory and said they're going to try them as terrorists. Why are they terrorists? Because they were defending themselves against the invasion by the Russians? Because the Russians did commit terrorist acts in Bucha and elsewhere, raping women in front of their kids, murdering husbands in front of their wives, shooting civilians, torturing people. They've been electrocuting elected officials in Mariupol. They'll hook them up to some cables and electrocute them. They're animals. You must understand that they are animals, not human, for our purposes. So in any event, now they are saying they're going to take them to Russia and try them as terrorists. Some of those soldiers have not yet surrendered, and some of them were interviewed and said, look, we're going to die anyway. We're going to die with our boots on and a gun in our hand. I do not know why there can't be more intensive bombing with NATO involvement of all the Russians in the area of Mariupol. These people are Nazis. They are Nazis. And they are going in and they are killing civilians. And war crimes mean nothing to them. Genocide means nothing to them. Go to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm veering off from your subject, and I hope that's okay, Matt. I'm not sure if you've gone over this topic or not, but I was interested in your thoughts as a lawyer on where we are with the Wisconsin abortion law that is on the books from 1849, which I would point out was decades before women in Wisconsin got the right to vote, and certainly decades from where we are now. The Attorney General Call has said that he is not going to prosecute if this law goes back into operation after the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court decides to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Can you talk a little bit about how a prosecutor decides whether or not to prosecute cases and how that may play out in this particular situation? Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Joe, and I'm happy to do that. First of all, what Joe is referring to, there is a law in the books that says that makes abortion illegal, and it does go back to the middle of the 19th century. So it's 170 years old or so. And there's a lot of misconceptions about what constituted an abortion and what constituted pregnancy back then. And you may think, well, that's strange, but no. They didn't have the kinds of biological knowledge we have now. And there was a concept called quickening. And a woman was not considered pregnant in the early part of the 19th century until the baby had quickened. So if you had an abortion before the baby quickened, that was not only was that not illegal, it wasn't really considered something to comment on. And when does under their theory, when does a baby quicken? And you might say 3 months, you might say 6 months, but the point is very much coterminous with Roe v. Wade, where Roe v. Wade, by the way, just said in the first trimester, the state can't regulate abortion. I think in the second trimester, there's certain things they can do. And then the third trimester, a lot more. So here's the political situation on prosecution. Josh Call has said that he will not prosecute doctors. The law is interpreted by all Republicans now as prohibiting prosecution of the woman. But the doctor, and you know, if you're an OBGYN in Wisconsin, let me tell you, first of all, you have very, very high insurance payments, much more than a lot of other specialties. Secondly, if you are in a very, very tough medical situation, say in surgery, and you have to make a split decision and you think, I might be committing a felony, you got to trust professionals and you got to trust women. I mean, I do not think, but anyway, Josh Call has said he won't prosecute it. John Chisholm, the DA in Milwaukee County, has said he won't prosecute it. I suspect of the 72 counties, the vast majority wouldn't prosecute it. What is the law on that? The law is that there's a thing called prosecutorial discretion. A prosecutor can decide not to prosecute something, for instance, sometime to get favorable testimony from a co-defendant. Or for instance, sometimes there are very minor offenses like marijuana possession under a certain amount. Prosecutors won't prosecute that. However, there have been instances in Wisconsin, and there was a case out in Waukesha County where there was a very serious crime not prosecuted. There was an allegation that it was done for corrupt reasons. Now, here, I think Josh Call, I think that John Chisholm and the rest are on very solid ground. And it's sort of like this. They believe that there's a constitutional right that women have that's being infringed by an 1849 law, 170 years old. And it is too vague and too remote in time to constitute a direction to prosecute. And I'd come to the same conclusion. The other thing you should know, I think, is that Robin Voss in particular, and possibly, although I'm not sure, Ron Johnson, but some of them are starting to cast doubt on that law. When a law is that remote, and as you point out, women didn't have the right to vote. How could they vote for legislators who voted for that law when they didn't have the right to vote? That law, at some point, you know, there are laws that goes back to the 1700s. Are you going to enforce those and put somebody in jail? So I don't think that law is going to be enforced by anybody. If it is, I think the appellate courts will prevent it. And if it gets to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I frankly don't think Brian Hagedorn will go along with that. So that's the good news. Also, if the Republicans try to pass another one, Evers will veto it. The bad news, at some point, Republicans will get into the governorship and then they won't veto it. So this is an abomination, that ruling by Alito, that's got to be overturned. Thanks, Joe. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.